Despite the concern of others, Wyoming's congressional delegation says EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has been great for the state's industries, and they don't seem too worried about all the scandals hanging over him. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
Wyoming's junior Senator John Barrasso chairs the Environment Committee, which has oversight over the Environmental Protection Agency. But he has yet to schedule a hearing with its embattled administrator, Scott Pruitt. Pruitt was dragged before two House committees last week and raked over the coals by most every Democrat and many Republicans over reports that he ordered a more than $40,000 secure phone booth to be erected in his office, lived at a lobbyist's house for a sweetheart rate, and allowed his top advisors to get huge bonuses. Still, Barrasso's committee has yet to schedule him for a hearing, even though energy reporters have pressed him for weeks over whether he has plans to bring Pruitt in.
Oh, there are absolute legitimate questions that need to be answered, and we're continuing to ask those questions, getting some response. We have more questions to ask.
Barrasso denies critics' claims that he's giving Pruitt a pass.
You got to make sure that the public purse is protected, and you want to make sure that people get the accountability and the transparency that we want. And the specifics are the spending that's been done, and we've seen that, and then the other things about the emails.
Democrats say Barrasso and others in the GOP are hypocrites for allowing conservatives like Pruitt to go unchecked. Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia serves on the Oversight Committee and says all he hears from the GOP are crickets.
Unfortunately, this Congress has devolved into partisan non-oversight, and that's another reason why the midterm elections are going to be so important. Will we restore the constitutional obligation of the legislative branch as a separate but co-equal branch to hold the executive branch accountable irrespective of which party controls the White House?
It's not just Democrats. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says the accusations against Pruitt are disturbing.
Ethics matter. Impropriety matters. The appearance of impropriety matters. These dollars that we all spend are precious, and they didn't just all fall from heaven. We thank heaven for them, but they come out of people's pockets. And you've got to respect taxpayer money. You can't go around just spending it like it was ditch water.
Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Charlie Dent is retiring and says the lack of oversight on Pruitt is a part of a larger trend in Washington for both parties to be hyperpartisan in recent years.
Clearly, had Shubin on the other foot, you know, we'd be waving a bloody shirt, and there'd be hearings. So, unfortunately, what I've noticed with both parties over the years is that each side, you know, kind of abides by this notion of separation of parties and a lot less separation of powers.
When asked about the allegations against Pruitt, Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney responds with this critique of his record.
Look, I think people in Wyoming are really thrilled with the policy changes we've seen, really very supportive of the policy and the substantive direction the EPA is going in.
Cheney then dives into the accusations against Pruitt, like that he's squandering taxpayer dollars on things like first-class flights and an expensive security detail.
As to the other stuff, I think obviously we want to make sure that, you know, no matter who the public servant is, they're, you know, abiding by the most rigorous standards and levels in terms of ethics and responsible behavior.
Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins opposed Pruitt, but she says the dark cloud that now follows him wherever he goes actually undercuts his efforts at the agency.
The ethical allegations against him make it very difficult for the department to focus on its mission and are a distraction. They add to my concerns about his policy decision.
Still, Senator Barrasso says he's in no rush to drag Pruitt before his committee.
The White House is in the process of doing a formal review. The president will make an ultimate decision, but we're going to keep asking questions.
Barrasso's Democratic colleagues are wondering when they'll be allowed to ask their own questions of Administrator Pruitt. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.